As communities face the specter of gun violence, the challenge is, how do you get back guns that were stolen or illegally owned and are out there on the streets? A grassroots group called The Cream Incorporated held a firearm and rifle buyback event this past weekend in Ypsilanti. Shrikar Chiravuri is with The Cream Incorporated, a community empowerment program that works in Detroit, Inkster, and Ypsilanti. Shrikar, what does CREAM stand for?
So the acronym of CREAM is something that predates my joining the organization, but it was founded in 2017 by young men who found that their communities weren't offering them the right resources, or it wasn't the ample environment for them to flourish under. So CREAM stands for, at its core, creating righteous environments around me.
Okay, and so with that mission, how did this gun buyback fit into the mission?
A lot of people, especially when they first heard the two words gun buyback, a lot of them felt that it was an attack on the Second Amendment, or more so a way for us to try and collect people's guns under the guise of a program or something backed by local officials or law enforcement. This is not the case, but rather this is aimed at small pockets of urbanized communities such as Ypsilanti, such as Inkster, such as Detroit, that the CREAM operates under, that are plagued by gun violence and violent crimes revolving around weapons. A lot of studies find that either illegally purchased weapons or stolen weapons are responsible for perpetrating crimes.
Now, what have you seen firsthand as you've worked in Ypsilanti? What kind of impact have you seen with gun violence, especially among young people?
Absolutely. About in the middle of the summer, about early to mid-July, there was a shooting in the middle of the daylight in the Park Ridge complex, right? It was right outside the Park Ridge housing complex and the Park Ridge Community Center. Since then, a lot of different countermeasures have been taken by both the community, by both security teams, by law enforcement. But at the end, it does take a village. And a lot of these programs are not lacking, but they don't quite have the unity or the glue that a lot of people are looking to have, or the proactive solutions that people are looking for.
And I know that you wanted to make this different from traditional gun buybacks. How'd you do that?
Absolutely, and great question. So normally in the past, when buybacks are offered by local police departments or by the sheriff's office, what people find is that they're not really getting their money's worth, and they're oftentimes turned away. So usually departments can only offer about $50 to $75, depending on smaller counties, right? Especially comparing Ypsilanti to Washtenaw County, or even LA County, right? Or Orange County, right? There's a lot of different things that you have to consider from a budgeting and from a operational standpoint. But that being said, we used our nonprofit status to set up a GoFundMe page where we raised additional money, and we've applied for additional grant money with the city of Ypsilanti with the intent of offering a larger cash stipend for people to walk away with from this buyback, no questions asked.
So last Saturday when you had the buyback event, what were you paying?
We were paying, our flyer right here will tell you, and it says semi-automatic handguns, $250 to $300, or semi-automatic rifles, $500 to $700. And revolvers and hunting rifles are in the $25 to $100 range.
Okay.
So before, police departments could only offer that $50 to $100 range for any kind of handgun or any kind of rifle or any kind of fully automatic weapon. What we're trying to do is incentivize people to say that, hey, maybe taking the life or using this gun outside of its intended hunting purpose or outside of its intended responsible ownership that is not protected by the Second Amendment mm-hmm. is not the way to be handling this.
And you've said this was not about all guns, or it's not about being against the Second Amendment. And also, it did not come, this buyback, as a result of the mass shootings that have made such headlines in our country. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. The timing of the events in Dayton and El Paso could not have been more tragic, but I think it speaks to a greater narrative that we're working to tackle head-on as an organization, as a nonprofit, and as a movement. The CREAM is so much more than just a buyback or a STEP team or a community empowerment program or a local community center that offers programming for youth. What we're trying to do is we're trying to fight systems with systems. This buyback is ideally the first of many. And until the 2020 buyback is announced, this fund that we have set up with the city of Ypsilanti overseeing as its fiduciary will become a community endowment fund. So ultimately, unfortunately, if another teen or another youth gets shot or injured or a family can't afford for medical bills, or there's a local program that needs funding that it otherwise can't apply for because they might not be incorporated or they might not be a nonprofit, mm-hmm. they can go before the city of Ypsilanti and make a request for proposal to tap into this fund in a way that's really never been done. We can incentivize businesses with tax receipts as a form of showing everyone a model that Ypsilanti is not only on the right side of history, but truly progressive when it comes to not only responsible gun ownership, but also the right kind of proactive and reactive solutions in terms of curbing violent crime in our community.
So the idea is not that you're going after all guns because what the focus is illegally or stolen guns, illegally owned or stolen guns.
Correct. So put yourself in the shoes of a developing or a youth, right? Mm-hmm. A teenager or an adolescent. Their mind is still fully developing. They don't know how to control their emotions. And of course, they're still going through the changes that work them up and ready them for adulthood. Their problem solving, their decision making, their conflict management, their anger management, their resolution skills, their diffusion skills, those are all very much developing as much as they are. This was aimed at taking guns out of the hands of these youth who might otherwise pop off either literally or metaphorically off on their peers or on people in their community. For the price, 2 to 3 times of what normal gun buybacks offer, this is, I think, a huge incentive, and I think it opened up a lot of people's eyes to see a system that not only works to their benefit, but something that is working for them, right? So mm-hmm. for the price of maybe 2 pairs of Beats headphones or 2 or 3 pairs of AirPods, maybe the life of someone in your community or someone who you might be angry at in the heat of a moment all of a sudden stops being worth it.
I know the CREAM partnered with the city of Ypsilanti and the Ypsilanti Police Department for last Saturday's event. So how many guns were you hoping to get?
Honestly, more than 2 or 3, and honestly, we were hoping that they worked. Anything more than that would be a little bit more successful by a little bit of a margin than previous gun buybacks that Ipsy's done in the past.
So how many did you get last Saturday?
We got quite a few. We got a handful of handguns, and we got several longer or fully automatic weapons. We got 16 firearms in total, and this is coming after 15 days of mixed media marketing on the ground, letting local businesses know, letting the community know, social media posts, constant email inquiries, and constant word of mouth.
And what'd you do with the guns that were brought in?
The guns are being handled by the police department. So this was an event that was not only secured by the police department, it was overseen by them protocol-wise.
Did you get criticism or pushback as you were kind of trying to let the word spread about this event?
Definitely a lot of skepticism. A lot of people thought that if we weren't taking people's guns away, that we were going to be doing it in broad daylight or without any sort of secure measures in place. Once people understood that we were working with the city of Ypsilanti, that this was a joint effort, and with the Ypsilanti Police Department securing this endeavor, the city overseeing the fund and the CREAM raising the money and raising awareness about the mission, it became a bit more straightforward, and a lot more businesses and a lot more people opened up to it, for sure.
Shamikar, what did you learn from having this firearm and rifle buyback event and taking those lessons? What advice would you give groups in other cities who have heard about this and might want to do the same thing?
I would say that having an opinion in 2019 simply isn't enough. It is almost required of you to take a stance. One way or another, having an opinion simply isn't enough when a lot of different things are changing. We're in the digital age. A lot of things are at our grasp, whether we realize it or not. We take a lot of things for advantage, whether we realize it or not. What I've learned with this and with this program and with telling people about what we're trying to do with this buyback initiative is that struggle is individualistic, and so too is the perception of guns and the perception of gun ownership and responsible gun ownership. If all you've ever seen is how guns wreak havoc on your community and on your family, it's hard to believe and imagine a system that you could never imagine benefiting you or working to your advantage. All I would ask is that nobody should have to pay, or nobody should have to scream, or nobody should have to lose a loved one in order to have to fight for common sense in terms of gun action or gun reform or gun policy changes.
Shrikar Chiravuri with the CREAM Incorporated, and planning to have another buyback event next year?
Ideally, and in more than one town than just Ipsy.
Shrikar, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your work with us.
Thank you.